today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special. A very special day today is Eid, a very special and auspicious day for all Muslims all around the world. Today is Eid Qurban. Congratulations to all brothers and sisters, all Muslims all around the world. Eid Sa'id, Yom Farhan, Yom Jamil, Eid Sa'id, Eid Sa'id, Yom Jamil, Yom Farhan, Eid Sa'id, all over the world, under the big blue sky, Muslims unite to worship Allah. It's a time of brotherhood, a time of peace. Muslims are singing praises to Allah. Today, Sunday, is the 10th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Accept our congratulations on Eid al-Adha.
باركوا يا احباب نور العيد جانا فيه فرحة نبلغاكم طيبين والسعادة بالأحبة وهم معانا عايدون يا عساهم عايدين باركوا يا احباب نور العيد جانا.
On Eid al-Adha, Muslims may sacrifice a sheep to commemorate the Prophet. Prophet Ibrahim's willingness to sacrifice his son Ismail in obedience to Allah. This sacrifice is one of the rites of the pilgrims. People attend Eid Salah on this celebratory day. In chapter 37 of the Holy Quran, verse 102, we can read this interesting story. O my son, I have seen in a dream that I offer you in sacrifice. Now what is your view? The son said, O my father, do as you are commanded. You will find me to be one of the steadfast if Allah so wills. Again, it is chapter 37, verse 102. Congratulations to all brothers and sisters, all Muslims around the world on Eid al-Adha, Eid Qurban. Happy Eid! Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the Feast of Sacrifice. First of all, this Feast of Sacrifice in Arabic, Eid al-Adha, in English is called the Greater Bayram. And the word Bayram has been taken from the Turkish language. On the sacrifice day, or on the Feast of Sacrifice, the people in Mecca sacrifice a sheep or a camel. This is, of course, a ritual in Hajj. It indicates that the Hajjis try to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Historically speaking, we find that not only in the Islamic religion, but in several pre-Islamic religions, sacrificing and shedding the blood of a sacrifice animal has been a part and parcel of very solemn and serious religious customs. These sacrifices should be done according to the Islamic rules of sacrificing animals. First of all, not all animals could be sacrificed, and then when some animals are going to be sacrificed, the aim should be performing a mandatory part and parcel of Islamic rituals. According to the Holy Quran and Islamic instructions, it's the piety and the religious sincerity of the hajis or pilgrims that account, not the flesh, blood, or other parts of the sacrificed animal that might reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never needs such sacrifices done by people. Yet we find that in a piece of instruction that Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam offered to some of his companions, the truth of sacrificing is that the hajis come to sacrifice, to slaughter all kinds of greediness in himself. And this is symbolized in the act of sacrificing an animal on the plain of Arafah. Thank you.
Children are wearing new clothes, bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter, their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed, this is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed, for this is the day of Eid.
Thoughts on Eid. The Holy Prophet and our Imam celebrated Eid and encouraged all Muslims to do so. They told Muslims to wear good clothes, put on perfume, and go to the mosque to recite the Eid prayer. They also said we should exchange Eid greetings, visit each other, and generally pass the day joyfully. We are supposed to remember the poor and visiting them and sending them gifts if we can. The day of Eid is meant for remembering Allah. The Holy Prophet says, give beauty to your Eid by doing takbir. That means saying Allahu Akbar. It is said that the Prophet himself used to come out of his home on the day of Eid, reciting the takbir and glorifying Allah in a loud voice. Celebrating Eid unites Muslims. As a community, they get closer to work together to make it a memorable occasion. Eid prayers and other programs held to celebrate it allow Muslims to meet and enjoy the company of one another. Happy Eid, Happy Eid al-Adha, Eid Qurban to all Muslims all around the world.
Eid al-Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
Doesn't killing ego mean not to act by own will, but to obey Allah? If so, how can killing a creature on Eid al-Adha please Allah? That's the question. The Holy Quran says, we have made the sacrificial animals among the symbols appointed by Allah for you. They are of immense good for you. So in the name of Allah, stand in lines. When their flanks collapse, eat from them and feed him who is counted and him who begs. In this way, we have made this subservient to you, so that you may render thanks. Holy Quran, chapter 22, verse 36. It is correct to say that the sacrifice of Eid al-Adha includes killing the ego and obey Allah, since the order of sacrifice has been given by Allah in this regard. Muslims around the world travel thousands of miles to reach Mecca and perform the rites of Hajj, spending their money, time, and energy. The sacrifice here is about sacrificing the time, money, and effort it takes to raise an animal, or if it is purchased, to pay for that, and then giving away a good amount of it. In times where people had very limited food options, or in places where many people don't have access to healthy food, this is a big service to other people.
The religion of Islam is based on symbols. The Kaaba is a symbol that reminds you of the Almighty God. The Hajj is full of symbols if you look at the rituals of Hajj and you analyze them. And also sacrificing an animal is an act that means I am willing to give for a good cause. Now it doesn't only have to be through an animal. This is just historically a symbolic way that many people interacted with. But you look at your own era, your own society, and you see how you can help others, how you can sacrifice. By the way, I'd like to make one comment here. Today, there is a growing wave of people who are critical of the Abrahamic religions. Why do you have animal sacrifice? This goes against animal rights. You're making a poor animal suffer by slaughtering it. So how could the all-merciful God allow this to happen? And remember, this is mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does command us to sacrifice the animals. Even though Allah puts the emphasis on taqwa. لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. Don't think that the blood of the animal is going to reach God. وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It's the piety of the heart that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how would a merciful Lord allow that to happen? My dear brothers and sisters, if you look at the Islamic requirements for slaughtering an animal, it is the most humane way. Islam tells you, give the animal some water. The four jugular veins, the four main veins, have to be cut with a sharp knife instantaneously. You know why that is a requirement in Islamic law? Because effectively, when the main arteries are cut and the blood is profusely gushing out, the animal becomes unconscious. Many scientists have done studies on this. They put those electrodes on the brain of the animal and they see that it doesn't feel any pain. It becomes unconscious. It doesn't feel the pain anymore. Now you could say, yeah, but you see the animal struggling with spasms. These are muscle contractions that are happening. It's a natural reflex when that much blood starts flowing. But it does not feel any pain. In fact, if an animal dies on its own, it's more painful than the Islamic way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for us. When an animal dies of old age or disease or sickness, that's more painful to it. So see the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know people today are critical of this, but this is in our Quran. And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful.
Dear brothers and sisters, you listened to today's special from IRIB English Radio on an auspicious day, Eid al-Adha or Eid al-Qurban. May Allah accept all of your good deeds and keep us in your prayers. Fi amanillah.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك حجا حقا
الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا